214-294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I've never asked you this before, and we've been good friends for many years. Okay, I made that up, but...
No. We haven't?
No, we're friends. We're good friends, but I don't know what your... McDonald, is that Irish? Is that Scottish? What's your ethnic background?
My ethnic background is Polish.
Are you really Polish? Wow.
Polish people,
I didn't realize that. Yeah. McDonald, you don't...
Well, my parents changed their names. They had to because of the constant ribbing they'd get for being Polish, you know? Mm-hmm. And so they changed their name to McDonald. But, you know, it's one of the things that you can, you know... I mean, I get a little upset about it, you know? Because, you know,
all
you
the
can't...
All the Polish jokes and
stuff. Yeah, you can't make jokes about other people, but for some reason you make jokes about Polish people, you know?
Right.
I don't like it.
Right. You shouldn't. That sounds bad, yeah.
I mean, I had an experience, you know? I go in and I order a Polish sausage, you know, from this guy, you know? And so the guy says to me, oh, you must be Polish. And I said, come on, man. I mean, come on. Think about it, what you're saying. You know, I'm trying to knock some sense into this fellow's head, maybe give him a wider world view, you know?
Sure, yeah.
I said, you think because I order a Polish sausage, I'm Polish. I said, what if somebody came in here and ordered French toast? Would you think he was French, you know?
Right.
I mean, what if somebody came in here and ordered a Belgian waffle? Would you consider that guy a Belgian, you know? I mean, if a guy came in and ordered a German bratwurst, would you consider that fellow to be a German fella?
Right.
I said, what if a guy came in and ordered German potato salad? I suppose you'd think he was German, too. Yeah?
Yeah.
What if a guy...
Wow, you talked to this guy for a while.
I'm telling you, man. With racists, you have to get through
to them. You have to really get it into their head. Right.
I said, if a guy came in and he ordered a Cuban hamburger, are you going to assume he's a Cuban?
Right.
I said, I think it is absolutely ridiculous that just because I come in and I order a Polish sausage... Why would you jump to the fact that I'm Polish?
Right.
And the guy says to me, well, first of all, it's a hardware store.
City, where the air is fine with the sweet smell. glow sticks. It's time to get this party started.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
There would be a party.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
Is this some sort of underwear party?
It's that kind of party. Hit it.
Oh, this is gonna be some party.
Party!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An announcement about Jeffrey Epstein's cause of death and detention in New York City is delayed, says the medical examiner, pending further information. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
The Bureau of Prisons has dodged our repeated attempts to confirm reports that the guards who were supposed to be watching Epstein were understaffed and forced to work overtime shifts. New York Times is among several outlets reporting that Epstein was supposed to be checked every 30 minutes, but that procedure was not followed. BOP also refused to confirm that Epstein died by hanging or say whether he was in a cell by himself.
Epstein is being held without bail, charged with federal sex trafficking and conspiracy. We saw children crying for their parents after immigration raids at food processing plants in Mississippi last week. Acting Director of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says on CNN's State of the Union,
every single person that they apprehended, the first question that they asked was, do you have a child? Where are they?
This is Fox News.
If you want an old-school Soviet beverage harvested from the world's worst nuclear disaster, try Chernobyl vodka.
Chernobyl vodka is great. No aftertaste, because it burns off my taste buds.
Chernobyl vodka is 90 proof and has an atomic weight of 239. It's smooth, too. So say, niet to hangovers.
It's true. No hangover headache in any of my three heads. Right, second head?
Yep, I'm great. Me too.
Drink Chernobyl straight like a real man. Or if you want, be weak and mix it with girly cranberry juice.
Why is my sea breeze glowing?
Core meltdown. Evacuate immediately.
Chernobyl vodka. Turn your beach summer into a nuclear winter. And for you craft beer drinkers, pick up a six-pack of 3 Mile Goose Island.
You can really taste the isotopes. Oops, sorry, can someone pick up my eyeballs?
It's Monday. Time to begin our trek through another week. Greg Budell, what do you need to get this mission started?
Scotty, we'll need everything you have.
Aye, sir. What drive standing by?
Jay Scott, everything okay in engineering?
The more they overthink the plumbing, the easier it is to stop up the drain.
Emily Hayes, your thoughts on your approach to today's program?
If it isn't done just right, I could blow the entire communication system.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, you've been observing this bunch for a while. What do you think?
Fascinating.
And Rich Thomas, what do we have to do to get you to put in for just a great day of lovely weather?
Not a magician, just an old country doctor.
Right. Now, as we get ready to go where no man or woman has gone before, stand by for three men.
Warp drive, Mr. Scott.
And a lady.
Right now, I'm running the No Female Sidekick Left Behind program. I take control of the Enterprise. It is three men and a lady. My name is Greg. Jay Scott is here. I got your convoluted intro, Greg.
Emily already?
Yes, already.
Wow.
Here's Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hold on, dear diary. Convoluted intro announced 6:10. Got it. Heat advisory in effect today. Heat index 108 to 111. Does that sound like the highest of the summer? Why, you're right. Actual high today in the upper 90s. Spotty, widely scattered random storms. Tonight's low 78. Tomorrow, extreme heat. Heat index 111 to 114. Is that higher than today?
Oh, my God.
Why, you're right. High tomorrow in the upper 90s. Scattered thunderstorms for the lucky tomorrow. Then Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening as a front approaches. This front brings great hope, because the front makes it all the way down to the coast. Be quiet, because it may not happen, but I think it will by Thursday afternoon. Small rain chances first half of the day Thursday. Heat relief and lower humidity. We love all four of those words. Maybe for 48 hours on Friday and Saturday. Maybe one notch lower. Maybe something to smile about before we get back to the soup on Sunday. Right now this morning, with a heat index of 88 at this hour, the temperature 77 at 6:12.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
So how was your weekend?
Not too shabby, but not nearly long enough.
Oh, I love a Monday.
Don't you?
Don't you?
No, there must be something wrong with you.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong.
There is nothing wrong with us.
We're happy to be here. It's a brand new day.
Since it is Monday, we'll start as always with show and tell.
Okay, it is time to start our show.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Even though it happened Saturday, the most electrifying story continues to be what happened with Jeffrey Epstein. That is not one that we can gloss over and let slide. And I'm only saying this because about three and a half weeks ago, you don't have those memes that go around the intranet.
Yeah.
I found one and wanted to post it.
Uh-huh.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
That's a boogie-boogie Mid-Eastern guy. Yeah.
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Where's coffee?
We'll hook you up with an IV, I think.
Please.
At that level.
That's fine.
Was that yours?
So there was this meme going around, and it was a picture of Hillary. A nice one. I mean, as good as she can look. And it said, Bill and I wish to express our sorrow over the upcoming suicide of Jeffrey Epstein.
That's a...
Terry Adams predicted this before that meme was out, that there's no way, there's too many powerful people involved in this thing. They're going to find a way to get to him. And they did. And... Yeah, there are a couple of people on my Facebook page that took exception with, I reposted that meme. I said, this was kind of a prescient moment, don't you think? And, he's dead and he can't hurt anybody. No, that's true. But what needs to be determined is who else was participating in this, and what can we do to make sure they don't repeat the behavior? So let's hope that... Attorney General Barr follows up, not only to find out how a guy on suicide watch.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're on suicide watch, do they not watch for suicide?
That's the idea. They put you in a place, and I know this because, you know, I got taken to the hospital one time when I was high, and I don't know what I was saying. I can't remember. This is 25 or so years ago. And believe me, there's nothing you can do if you're in the right kind of place. Certainly they don't give you enough to hang yourself, because that's the most common way out in those places, in prisons and stuff. So I'm not buying anything we're being told at the moment, especially since this may have been the most predictable event of the year.
How do you think they got to it?
Well, we're starting to hear the excuses being made. One of the, which news source was it? The word is guards, of all places, and no surprise, HuffPo, that the guards were on extended shifts, that they were exhausted from working overtime. Right.
It seems to me in a situation like this that such a high-profile person, that even if your guards were overworked, you'd bring in people to, hey, can you watch for 3 hours while I take a power nap? I mean,
there's always somebody looking at you. They don't put you in the general population.
Mm-mm. And it's not like whatever happens just happens in 2.5 seconds. Like,
and you watch. The powers that be are going to try to make this story go away. That's over. So, bah, 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 bah. That's what we're going to
Who do you think, in other words, in this sex ring, there was probably people that could be in...
A lot of names have been named by one of the victims.
Yeah.
So...
Dershowitz's name came up.
Is that right?
Alan Dershowitz.
You're kidding me. That he wrote on the plane?
I've got a clip in here with Dershowitz's denial, and it's quite believable. So that's the other part of it. You know, I can accuse. In a million years, cannot imagine Alan Dershowitz participating in something like that.
No, that sounds
and
good.
Then I have a electrifying story number two. So, I picked up my hairbrush yesterday.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because it was time to dry my hair. Mm-hmm. And it looked like a giant piece of fuzz had just kind of flown out when I started to roll it, you know, under the hairdryer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a wasp.
What?
Didn't you and wasps? And lightning and buses.
In my hairbrush. He was in my hairbrush. I'm so lucky I didn't, you know, go to dry my hair and get stung in the side of my head. And because of what happened last year, because I got stung inside on the bathroom door, mm-hmm. I keep a can of that super spray wasp killer. So, man, I grabbed that and I shot that sucker while he was up on the...
Do you think it came in through the bathroom window?
It came through the bathroom window. Yeah. All right. The weather with Rich Cocker coming up and 618 Adams Drugs. I was there on Saturday morning visiting with my friends. It's like almost feel like I own the joint when I go in there, because I know everybody. I've been going there for almost 7 years, and that's the location on Vaughan Road east of Taylor. But they're all so consistent in the level of service and effort they make, not only to turn your prescriptions around quickly, so if you need to drop one off and you want to wait, they'll get it done quickly. It's the kind of service you're not going to get at the big box stores, because they're not equipped to operate that way, but Adams Drugs is. They are state-of-the-art, so it takes, if you're a new customer, it takes but a minute or two to get your insurance information in the system. In the meantime, you'll find all your over-the-counter needs there. And yes, if you need a candy bar and a soda, they can get you that too. And gift shops at the locations as well. So if you have a last minute need. Also very nice seasonal stuff too. So go to adamsdrugs.net, find a location nearest you, and give them a chance to earn your business. I think they're going to do very well for you. 619.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prosecutors are seeking a mental evaluation for the man accused of opening fire during a traffic dispute at Blount Elementary School. Prosecutors wrote in a court filing that a friend of the suspect expressed concern for his mental stability. Prosecutors also want his bond raised to $100,000. The state of Alabama is getting $6.3 million in federal funding to help fight opioid addiction. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced grants to help fund community health centers and groups combating the opioid crisis. And Montgomery's Restaurant Week is underway. 15 local restaurants are participating this year. For more information, visit eatmgm.com. Restaurant Week ends August 18th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
3, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientists of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here are today's nominees.
Actually, it's just one nominee, and I'm doing this one in particular because I work with people.
I like to party.
Who have demonstrated or at least spoken of a experience or two with karaoke.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
I want you to listen to this carefully because this could be your future. A 65-year-old Chinese man.
There's my future.
Wang is his name. Had to go to the hospital. He was karaokeing. He sang 10 consecutive songs, and then his lung collapsed because he was singing so hard. He says, I was very excited in the heat of the moment after singing a few songs with very high notes. So you might want to watch that.
Okay, be careful.
Yeah. I found myself having breathing difficulties. He went to the hospital a day later after the pain wouldn't go away. They said the injury could have been life-threatening, so they recommended.
They recommended?
See, when you make a mistake, you just plow through.
You're doing a great job.
To karaoke sessions under 2 hours and picking songs with fewer high notes.
Now he's on karaoke watch.
That was funny.
Yes, that was, Larry King. Right, you are.
I don't know any karaoke host that'll let you do 10 in a row.
Well, I'd never heard of that before.
He was on break like the guys in the prison there.
So, there's your rocket scientist today brought to you by...
What's my karaoke rule? You know my karaoke rule?
What do you mean?
180 miles from this, from my DMA.
I thought it was going to be like 180 proof. I didn't know.
180 mile radius from this town, I will not do coke.
Yeah, you don't karaoke in town.
Yep. All right, so 622. Who's going to Infusion this week? You got an IV schedule?
I don't want to have a schedule, but I will do one, yeah.
I am going for my third microcurrent treatment. Yes. I am making notes. This is something that's very subtle. This is not, let's get this out of the way. This is not like, you don't even feel it. But microcurrents of electricity to help you reset your brain. And I find that there are numerous improvements. And after I do the third and final treatment tomorrow, before I come in and do the afternoon show, I'm going to run down. There's about 6 to 8 things that I've noticed since I did the first one.
Better sleeping.
On the other hand, more energy at the end of the day.
There you go.
Which is good. And this is just one of... They have so many new state-of-the-art technologies that can help you enjoy better health. Y'all know about cryotherapy, and Joey does that a couple of times a week because he does the yoga. He really seems sore.
And I'm doing, I swear by the IVs.
And I've done those too. And they, you know, I did, the last one I did was a small amino because I'm working on weight loss, and I think I'm closing in on a total of 15 pounds. So they can, if you have goals, if there's something in your life you'd like to improve, whether it's have more energy or sleep better, Infusion has a solution. Call them at 296-1662, 296-1662. Talk to Ryan Turner. Make an appointment and talk to them about how, what you're looking to accomplish and how they might be able to help. You can also visit infusioncryoandlaser.com and their new location on, but just on the east side of Blunt Boulevard off Taylor Road. You'll see it's the third building on your first left there with the big blue markings on it at 624. It's our first look at the roads. We'll have the Rich Thomas timeline and School of Broadcasting lesson for today. And then we're talking on TV about what?
When is it safe for a spoiler alert to be lifted? In other words, for TV or for the movies, is there an amount of time that is safe?
All right. At 6:24, let's see how Milwaukee's got for it.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Monday morning traffic, and things still look great out on the roadways. There aren't any big delays for you. If you are on the interstate systems, everybody's up at a speed limit ride. The 31s look great this morning, and we don't see any big delays on the boulevard. Traffic starting to build up pretty quickly, so be careful around the intersections. Remember, school buses are out picking up kids. Keep your eyes open for them. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and 2/3, 3/4 of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, the summers suck because my kids are hard to handle. And every day is a constant battle. Soon they're going away. Yeah, because the bus will come and take them to the teachers. My schedule will be freer. And the kids.
Timeline for the 12th day of August. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 224th day of this year, with 141 days remaining, it's International Youth Day.
Yay, youth.
I still have some youth inside me.
I believe that children are our future.
Yes, they are.
I feel like I'm still in touch with my youth.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, your humor,
and there's
yes.
nothing wrong with that. In fact, I always tell my friends, especially after an adult cocktail, don't grow up. Today is World Elephant Day. The populations of elephants have declined 62% in the last decade. 24,000 African elephants were poached last year alone. It's very sad. Elephants never forget.
The good news is I know a little bit about conservation with these creatures because of Goose working at the zoo.
Right.
And they are turning that around in terms of regrowing the elephant and rhino populations. These poachers, man, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't understand why.
We did it with the buffalo now as far as repopulating, and it is possible, and I hope we can save this wonderful animal. Very, very large, wonderful animal.
Almost as rare as the funny morning guy.
Let's repopulate him, too. 168 years ago in 1851, Isaac Singer patented, guess what?
Sewing machine.
Lawnmowers.
sewing machine.
The sewing machine. He started his empire with $40.
Wow.
That was a lot of money back in them.
It was good.
1851 days. Yeah.
1865, Dr. Joseph Lister became the first doctor to use disinfectant in surgery. Lister, he invented Listerine.
Sewing machines.
Listerine, great tasting with a little gin. You improvise. 1960 on this date, the first communication satellite, Echo One, ballroom.
Let's get ballroom.
Maybe there is a ballroom satellite. This is that spinning globe with the mirrors on it. Makes you seem like you're in a galaxy far, far away.
Ballroom. Not recommended. 53 years ago, in 1966, the Beatles began their last North American tour. Before the show at the International Amphitheater in Chicago, John Lennon apologized for saying that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ. London's Catholic Herald had called the original remark, quote, arrogant, but probably true. And now our song of the day. Song of Summer series continues. You bet. Sounded so good blaring out those AM car radio speakers. Turned up real loud. Summertime 1970. 24-year-old little John Fogerty and the boys from Centerfield, California. How about a little CCR with your toast and coffee this morning?
There's a breeze up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet.
You know, they almost always had a really big song on the B-side. I don't know what the B-side of that one was, so...
Boy.
Because Bad Moon Arising, it's
Lodi.
Lodi. And almost every
Green
one...
Green River was Commotion.
Yeah, yeah. See, they always had a big B-side.
I'm going to tell you...
In fact, Commotion was released as the single, but
radio,
the B-side ended up
radio
being
played,
hit.
Yeah, radio's frequently right.
If I can find it real quick. Up around the bend.
B-side.
The B-side. Well, that is the B-side.
Oh. What was the A-side?
Run Through the Jungle.
How about that? They have a series of double-sided hits.
How about that?
That's better than throwing some piece of crap song on the backside.
I know. Just like we have to put something.
I wanted
something
to get my 83 cents worth of it.
42 years ago, 1977, Space Shuttle Enterprise passed its first solo test in a flight atop a Boeing 747, separated and then touching down at California's Mojave Desert, or Mojave. 1981, IBM introduces its first personal computer at a press conference in New York. The 5150 was presented with an Intel 8080 microprocessor, runs at 4.7 megahertz, 16 gigabytes of RAM, which was
RAM.
Don't even know her.
I beg your pardon.
No disk drive at a price tag of $1,565. IBM was first formed in 1911. The name? Computing, Tabulating, and Recording Company. CTR. How about that? 21 years ago, in 1998, the Swiss bank agreed to pay $1.25 billion to Holocaust survivors for money stolen from their accounts by the Nazis. Interesting. 2007, Merv Griffin died of prostate cancer at the age of 82 on this date. Birthdays. Young Casey Affleck is not as young as he used to be. He's 44. That's Ben's more talented little brother.
Ben's more talented little brother.
He won an Oscar for Manchester by the Sea, which was a great movie, by the way. Pete Sampras is 48. Mark Knopfler is 70. You get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. George Hamilton is still getting too much sun at age 80. Countdowns, we're 18 days away from Labor Day weekend and SEC football the next day. Bama's in Atlanta. The Auburn Tigers are in Arlington, Texas. We're 45 days till birthday season begins, 87 days till the next war movie, Greg. And Thanksgiving is just 108 days away. That's your timeline.
I had George Hamilton in the melanoma pool, but I guess I'm going to lose on that bet. It is 6:36.
They have him on a melanoma watch, I think.
We were just talking about Creedence, and a line from the song Bad Moon Rising comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I see wreckage and ruin.
Yes?
Well, if you are looking at your car and you see wreckage and ruin,
this call. Is a segue, folks.
It's a pretty good one, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
Call Donnie Turner at 27-WRECK with a W and turn the situation over to Montgomery Paint and Body. My goodness. For 3.5 decades, they are the very best because they not only employ the most talented body repair painters in the business, state-of-the-art technologies, but it's the ethic that MPB was built on that's most important. No single phase of the repair of the automobile will be overlooked. They check out everything, and it all gets fixed. If you find yourself in need of MPB, make sure you tell your insurance adjuster that I want to take my car there. There's no reason on the Lord's green earth why they would say no. And besides, you pay the premiums.
They'll
you do
actually be it. Very happy when you say you're going there.
I believe that's the case.
That was the case for me.
Yeah, when we had to call State Farm and tell them, we had to get Cho's car fixed. Great. In fact, they were about to tell me their recommended dealer list, and they're right at the top.
Yep.
And why not? On the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27-WRECK with AW.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I call it stupid heat. Today and tomorrow are the hottest days of the summer as far as the heat index. It's no laughing matter because it's really dangerous, dangerous heat. Heat index 108 to 111 today, actual high. Around 97, 98. Spotty, widely scattered random storms, sure, but most towns get skipped. Low 77 tonight. Tomorrow, extreme heat. Heat index 111 to 114 tomorrow. High 98, 99, somewhere like that. Scattered thunderstorms for the lucky. On Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by afternoon and evening, as a front enters the state and maybe makes it all the way through. That's very rare. That would be the second one of the summer. Front makes it to the coast by Thursday, we think. Small rain chances first half of the day Thursday. Then heat relief and some lower humidity for about 2 days. Probably Friday and Saturday. And that's probably it because I think we're back in the soup Sunday. Right now this morning with a heat index of 88 at this hour. Temperature with calm winds, 77 now, 639.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's showtime.
Hi, we're waiting to connect with our friends at the Alabama News Network, and we're talking about spoilers and what's the appropriate amount of time. To wait before you discuss them. I have very strong thoughts on this.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
As everyone knows by now, people are super sensitive to spoilers these days.
Yeah, new survey asked how long the no spoilers rule should be in effect, and the answer was 33 hours after a TV show airs and 10 days after a movie is released. There's no word on what the answer would be for a Netflix series like Stranger Things that all comes out at once. Mm. That is complicated.
Yeah, and that's very specific, 33 hours. I wonder where that came from. Let's bring in our three-minute lady over at News Talk, 93.1. Happy Monday, guys.
Hey. Hello there.
Hi.
Ryan and I were walking around with blinders back in the Game of Thrones days because the whole free world would see Game of Thrones on Sunday night, and we had to wait till Monday afternoon because of our crazy hours. So, you know, spoilers are...
Personally, I don't feel any obligation whatsoever to Hollywood to protect the end of their movies. I'm sorry. Too bad. So sad.
It's for your friends.
It's not for Hollywood.
Your peers. Yeah.
I mean,
you might be one of those people that just can't wait to tell it, huh?
Pardon me while I'm excoriated by my coworkers here. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, I still haven't seen The Sixth Sense, and everybody's already spoiled that for me.
Oh, the one with the guy...
Yeah, well, you know...
You really need to see that because the ending will knock your pantyhose off. It's just amazing.
What?
She's not wearing socks.
No.
Well... I'll give you a spoiler alert here on Titanic. The ship goes down at the end.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. I know.
Who knew?
I've changed my mind. I think everybody should keep their mouths shut on the spoilers. I know, in the spirit of my opinion.
Yeah? Okay.
I can tell you that at the end of our show today, that we're going to be talking about a guy whose brakes failed, and he crashed into, guess what? A brake shop. That's how he stopped his car.
I thought it was going to be a bus. That's, in Chicago.
That's
Andrew. Zing. Cheese slice for Andrew.
Cheese slice for Andrew. That's our new scoring system, by the way.
Yeah, you mean you get a point. So, but, you know, a show like, for instance, a lot of people are binge watching The Office now.
Me.
That's years ago. Can I not...
Yeah.
Do I have to hold the spoiler alert about how it is?
Yeah, let me ask you this.
What?
Michael Scott is not in the last season or two of that show?
Office right. People help me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, there's a spoiler.
Now, I've watched it.
It's not a spoiler because they're 10 years late. Trying to watch a classic. So that's what they get.
Right.
That's the thing. With Stranger Things and stuff like that, everybody that was binge watching it, Rich did the really nice thing. He had already seen it.
I had to shut up for 3 weeks.
And we, husband and I, were catching up on it. And when I would come in each day, Rich would say,
"Where are you?"
So, where are you at Stranger Things? So that's the respectful friend thing to do, is to see where you are in the series before you're like, "Oh yeah, so
that's
this happens."
Yeah.
But some people are going through Game of Thrones
right
now.
What about
when?
What about when everybody's watching the? Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me hear your question.
You have that gift for like 10 years. That's too long. On a spoiler situation?
Yeah, I would say at least so.
Yeah, like,
I want to come.
The original run of a show.
I want to come to your house and check the expiration dates on everything in your refrigerator. That's what I want to do.
I will say I don't have anything that's older than 10 years, so I don't know for a fact that I'm good on that.
Come to my house, we can revisit the last decade in my spice rack.
Yeah.
I don't even care about houses. I don't care about the spices unless you're whipping me up something for breakfast. I had meatloaf this morning. I was in the bathroom and I heard
meatloaf
in my earpiece. And
with
I'm like, wait
women.
A minute.
That's the first layer. And then
you're not supposed to be trying out new recipes.
Now, hold
I
on.
Haven't even tried the old one.
Now, hold on. Meatloaf, then cheddar cheese, and then onion, egg over easy.
Egg over easy on top.
It was really good.
It all started because...
And then...
What?
No, go please.
Rich was so nice to give us a picture graphic.
Yeah, that's...
If we needed... Any other reminder?
Isn't it called sharing? When you put a picture up.
Spoiler alert.
Sharing means caring. I love
that. It's not smell-o-vision or taste TV yet.
it felt more like taste bullying.
TV.
Taste TV.
Maybe. 4K? Taste TV?
I saw that more so as this here's what you can't have.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
My coworker's great, but Andrew's not very nice to you two, so.
What?
That's how we perceive it.
Well. Yesterday,
I think that's about all the time.
Oh, good.
I didn't want to tell that story anyway. Didn't want to hear another Miami story.
Oh,
tomorrow morning. Have a great Monday.
Bye.
We dodged a bullet. Okay, if you want to hear more from the Riverdale ladies,
we dodged a bullet.
Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising like this. Spoiler alert.
Wow.
Dodged a bullet.
So that's what they really think of my stories. Huh?
No, but it is
for entertainment.
Yeah. But Andrew's on the board with a cheese slice.
I thought my spice rack line was worthy of consideration.
What? Spices.
Never mind.
No, you can't nominate yourself, though. That's the rules. Or else I would nominate Karaoke Watch.
If I wait for you guys to catch up to my brilliance, I'm never going
to
get a cheese slice.
We need to assign you.
No. I'm the one that's in charge of the cheese slices.
I know, but we have to remember to award you as well.
I'm okay.
Okay, then. Guess what's up next?
Stuff.
The Cheap and Trashy.
All right.
Movie box office and a few odds and ends, including the end of a Hollywood relationship. Don't miss a single minuet.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch getting the Monday underway, and our traffic is starting to build up on the boulevard. Please be careful around the intersections. If you're using the 31s to get into town, there's not a lot of problems for you, but be careful if you're coming out of Wetumpka's, because we're starting to see a good bit of traffic building up there. And if you're on the interstates, we don't have any hangups for you. Everybody's moving along at a speed limit ride at this time. Let's be careful as we get this workday started. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Motivational Monday.
Tell the negative committee that meets inside your head to sit down and be quiet. At any given moment, you have the power to change the story that is your life. If you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked, try approving of yourself and see what happens. Where your mind and words go, your world will follow. Change your thoughts and you will change your life.
Motivational Monday.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House. Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded LEAD Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate, carrying your
voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Adventures. Boots and I are going to hide under blankets and stay indoors. Do you want to join us? We need your help. Put on the news and let us know what the scariest thing is. The world is awful. Permanecer en el interior. Stay inside where it's safe. Segura. Outside is scary.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map.
Burn the map. It's not needed. Can you say fuego? We're not going anywhere!
Dora, 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 the Agoraphobic!
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy, copy boy. Stop the presses!
Thank you, Shemp. Story. Could you turn down the teletype a little bit? I got breaking news here. Thank you. Now we sound like a real news station,
yeah.
Don't we?
Oh, yeah.
We're putting the news back in News Talk.
Right.
Breaking this morning, Jeffrey Epstein, and this is a situation that involves a lot of power players, not just politically, but I've seen names that are connected to Hollywood and so forth. There's no video.
Uh-oh.
No video from the jail where he committed, suicide, end quote.
So when the guards were on break.
Right.
Because they were tired, the camera also went out at the same time.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
If everyone can just wait until Law & Order does their rip from the headlines version of what happened, we'll know what to do.
Spoiler alert, I think we know.
I want Munch on this one.
They'll bring him back?
Yes. Is he not on? You spoiled that for me.
When was the last time you watched that show?
It's
been a long time for me.
I was a diehard Law & Order fan in the 90s when it was gritty and it was really a mirror of the seedy underside of New York City, but then it became a weekly lesson in political correctness. I don't need S. Perther Markison to tell me what to think.
Exactly,
so
exactly her name. And she was also on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
Epitha S. Merkerson.
Okay, fine.
All right, weekend box office. We're watching this Epstein thing. This is going to be the big story all day long on this radio station. Fast and Furious. Hobbs and Shaw finished first.
First, yeah.
Yeah.
25 million.
I could do Calvin without, and Hobbs.
I could do without Fast and Furious.
Calvin and Hobbs. You know, I have a book, a hardbound book of all of their cartoons.
Like a coffee table book?
Yeah. It's got to be worth some money. And I need
nothing
it, so
comes
I made
between my Calvin and Klein and what?
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I happened to catch the trailer on that during just watching TV, and that looked pretty scary, but I don't really care for that kind of stuff anymore.
What's number three?
Lion King. Huh? That's almost up to $500 million.
Oh.
A few more weeks and it'll make it. Dora and the Lost City of Gold was number four, kind of a surprise. Usually kid movies in the summer do better. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood just made the $100 million mark.
I might go see it. I don't know if it's worth it.
Toy Story and Spider-Man are still in the top 10.
Yeah.
All right. This is Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. And Liam Hemsworth have broken up.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
And that's not your top story of the morning?
I mean, for real this time?
It started out as the top story.
I see.
Then the Epstein. Then the other one that I forgot. Teen Choice Awards. Taylor Swift won the Icon Award and announced her new single. Have you seen that spot where she's working as a barista and a coffee maker and all that stuff?
Is that the one where she stars at several places in the commercial?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If Bernie Sanders is elected, he promises to tell us what the government knows about UFOs.
Oh, so let's elect him then, because I want to know.
Exactly. I think if we elect Bernie, we'll know the aliens have arrived and taken over.
That's a good one.
Ooh, forget the UFO.
Oh!
Janet Jackson says she has no nannies. Now, this story, I've seen this over and over throughout the weekend about Antonio Brown of the Oakland Raiders threatening to quit football. First of all, he's the idiot that went barefoot into a cryotherapy chamber.
Oh, yeah, in France, no less.
And by the way, that's never going to happen to you at Infusion because they have the gear there. You put that on, then you go in. You're totally protected. Yep. You're not even going to get cold feet. And now he wants to, he's talking about not playing because $12 million jobs are all over the place for a guy with this pedigree.
Well, there's a McDonald's maybe uptown that could pay that.
Anyway, the NFL is banning an old style of helmet, and he says, I don't think I'm going to play unless they let me have my way.
An old style helmet?
Yeah. No. I mean, they've made modifications to, they're constantly improving the current helmets to do everything they can to reduce concussion.
And he's upset about that?
I don't think he'd know if he was concussed.
They care about your health.
And I don't know if you caught this over the weekend, but Kid Rock had a comment on Taylor Swift. It's so funny.
Is it?
He's claiming that she wants to be a Democrat because she wants to be in the movies. And quote, and it looks like she'll suck the doorknob off Hollywood to get there. Oldest move in the book, Good Luck Girl, from Kid Rock.
Well, that's hilarious.
I thought it was.
It's not. No, it's no. That's horrible to say.
Yeah.
Kid Rock still got a... Doesn't he have a Troy address?
He's in Georgia.
From Troy?
No. He doesn't.
Or lived
from,
in Troy?
Not from Troy. He has a place down there in Pike County.
Really?
Yeah, he's showed up in some local venues, stores and stuff and everything like that.
I know he's been... I know, Hank Williams... Junior.
Somebody said he shopped at Eastbrook.
Yeah. Kid Rock has been seen.
That's right. Dot mentioned that he's been there.
And he comes over from Georgia to do that.
Does he live in Georgia?
Somewhere.
He's got some sort of place, maybe a beautiful summer home in Pike County. It's a lovely place to...
He might also live in Michigan. I don't know.
I thought he was from Detroit, right?
He is from Michigan. He has some sort of South Alabama connection.
I had no idea.
Meh. Never been a big fan.
Of Kid Rock?
Well, what he's inferring there...
I know what he's inferring.
Which is awful.
Well, no. It's about the open pretense of a political view because you're not allowed to think otherwise in Hollywood. I brought this to everybody's attention. I think it was before Rich came to the radio station. Guy that worked in morning radio down in Florida went out to L.A. and became a big star as a vocal impersonator. He does all of the Eddie Murphy Shrek voices in McDonald's spots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Among many other things. He's made a ton of money. And he's very conservative. And they have meetings out there called Friends of Abe.
Where you're allowed to be in closed circles a right-wing person.
Correct, yes.
You're that's allowed. Sad.
And he did not violate anybody's anonymity, but that's pretty sad when you have to go underground. We used to have a two-party system here, but they don't...
Jay has had some kind of epiphany over there on the phone.
Okay.
He's got hunting property down there.
Oh, hunting property.
Yeah, it's down from it's like across from where Hank Williams.
So I was sort of
junior
right.
Stuff is.
I was right.
Yeah. Remember Doc telling us that story that he would come and visit that boutique. In fact, I looked at that boutique when I was there a couple of weeks ago to see if I could find something hip
the
to wear in a TV
stuff.
Segment. Yeah.
Find something hip. Oh, Greg.
You gotta be hip.
Is it too late for me to wear something hip?
No.
It's hip to be square.
You know, why is it Huey Lewis in the School of Broadcasting?
I don't know. I want a new drug.
Let's take a look at what they got going on at Jack Ingram.
Hey, it's been a minute.
This week, as I always do, I'll be telling you about cars that are available under $10,000. These cars have three major things in common. One, great vehicle history, beautiful gleaming bodies. Two, clean and pristine interiors. Most importantly, though, the engines have been vetted by the Ingram family team of mechanics, so you can buy with confidence. Everything from just under 10 for a 2015 Nissan Altima to a 2013 Volkswagen Jetta, only $6,800 with reasonable mileage.
Look at that red Jetta.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful?
Ooh.
These cars, I encourage you to click through the photos because they're not afraid to show you every angle on these vehicles. Oh, there's a big selection, some new stuff. 2000 Buick Enclave. See,